Hi, I'm Scott Richardson. I'm the executive director for the Legacy Theater here in Springfield.
Hi, I'm Patrick Russell. I'm the associate director of the Legacy Theater here in Springfield.
All right, and you guys are here today to tell us about the coming lineup and kicking off in September with something called A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, which will be a locally performed production. And Scott, you were saying earlier that this had been performed in Springfield, but it's been a while.
Right, it has been a while. Hollywood Ukraine was a small Broadway musical that it was on Broadway in the early 1980s, and it was performed actually in our building in the mid 1980s, by Springfield Theater Guild, and it's back after what 20 some odd years. We call it a musical double feature. Act one, the ushers and usherettes from Grauman's Chinese Theater do a song and dance salute to all the golden age movies of Hollywood. And then Act Two, you come back, and all of the ushers and usherettes have magically transformed into the cast of the funniest movie the Marx Brothers never made. So it's actually two sort of unique one-acts, but they relate and they're ridiculous. So that show's actually in rehearsal right now, getting ready to open on September 20th.
And then so after that, we will have some animals making their way to the Legacy Theater.
I'll let Patrick tell you about that.
Coming in October, we have the amazing Acrocats, cats that do acrobatics.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats.
We can't wait to watch real live felines jumping around and jumping through hoops and playing instruments and
walking tight ropes
and all that fun stuff. It'll be, I'm sure, one of the most unique things we've ever done at the theater.
It is. It's really wild. It's actually a national tour, and they're pulling in with their amazing Acrocat tour bus to the Legacy Theater, and they're doing, I think, six shows over 4 days starting October 10th. And it's also a fundraiser to help the local feline ranch cat shelter facility.
All right, so moving right along to the musical Pinkalicious. Is this a kids' production? Will it be performed by locals?
It is. It is actually the return of Pinkalicious. Pinkalicious was presented by the SYPG Foundation, which is a local children's performing group here in Springfield. Last spring, like February, March,
yeah,
was it?
Like
I believe something like that. And it was tremendously successful. It's a great show for kids, a great message. It's about a little girl who eats too many pink cupcakes and comes down with the case of pinkatitis. And so she needs to learn about eating her vegetables. It's based on a children's book that is immensely popular, and it absolutely sold out like pink cupcakes the last time it was at our place. And so they're bringing it back for several shows over one weekend in November, and that starts November 9th.
So November 15th at the Legacy Theater in Springfield, there will be a tribute to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Some lasers involved, some hard-rocking Christmas tunes, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're bringing their big show into our tiny theater. And it's, you know, just like what it says, it's a tribute to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So if you've heard these sort of metal versions of Christmas songs, this is right up your gig. And we're lucky enough, I believe we're the first stop on their tour. So you can get your Christmas started early here at the Legacy.
They bring, you know, the lights and the lasers and the snow machines and all of that visual extravaganza with them. And they'll be kicking off their tour at our place on the 15th of November.
And then some more rock Christmas music, it looks like, with Christmas with Venice, correct?
We're very lucky in that. Steve Wells, who's a local businessman, has a foundation and has brought in the rock band Venice. He's brought them in twice now to our place. They're nationally touring acts. In fact, a few of the brothers have toured with Roger Waters and sung backup with Roger Waters on his Wall tour. And they're great guys, great music. They've sold out every show that they've had here at the Legacy. And we're lucky enough to have them back on December 5th at 7:30.
Yeah, the cool thing about that is that the guys in Venice have done a Christmas show in their native California for years and years and years. You know, they, I think, typically do three shows, Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, and, I don't know, Venice, I guess. this is the first time they've ever done their Christmas show outside of California. So that's kind of crazy and fun.
You guys have a few more things in the works for the rest of that season going into winter, and tell us about that, I guess.
Yeah, we do. The events that we've just chatted about, those are currently up on our website, which is www.atthelegacy.com. So you can see those, and tickets are on sale for a majority of those events already. But we're still working on a few things to wrap out the Christmas season.
Yeah, coming up, since we opened, we've decided at Christmas time we're going to show Christmas movies. So we're still working on what Christmas movies we're going to show, but one of them we're going to show It's a Wonderful Life. We found that that's a unique holiday experience, and when you get a chance to sit in our theater, the popcorn smell is going, you bring your family in, and you can see It's a Wonderful Life right there on the big screen. And we're going to be working on a couple other things that we're going to show as well, and we'll probably do combine that with a charity function as well.
And then, so Patrick, of course, I have to ask you about Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the gender-bending rock musical that you were the star of last January, and looks like you're bringing that back for New Year's Eve this time around.
Yeah, we were really lucky and fortunate with Hedwig when we did it back this past January, and that it was successful beyond, I think, everybody involves wildest dreams. And so we decided, and we announced back at Pride, at the Springfield Pride Festival, that we were going to do Hedwig in January. She was going to make a return.
Can't keep a good girl down.
That she was going to make a return appearance. And as we got to talking about things, we decided we were going to ask Miss Hedwig to come back on New Year's Eve. And so those tickets will go on sale October 1st. And we're still working out some fine details, but we're comfortable enough to say that we'll have the local Queen tribute band. Black Queen is going to open the show. They're going to play at about 8 o'clock. We're going to have a wine tasting from local winery, Walnut Street Winery in Rochester. And then probably about 10:15 or so, whenever she decides to get out of her dressing room, Miss Hedwig will take the stage. And she'll be performing all the way up until about midnight.
When the earth was still flat and the clouds made of fire, the mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roam the earth like big rolling
kids. All right, so looking at the season, we've got Marx Brothers inspired musicals, Cats who will be circus performing. We've got some lasers and hard rock Christmas music. It looks like you guys do your job to make sure it's an eclectic mix.
It really is a pretty eclectic mix. I don't think you can really nail us down in terms of certain genres. But, you know, it's all about we want to bring as much of Springfield into our theater as possible.